An anti-terrorism court, ATC, in Rawalpindi on Friday sentenced 82 Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, workers to 4 months in prison and imposed a 15,000 rupee fine each after they pleaded guilty to participating in violent protests on November 26, 2024. The protest, organized to pressure the government into releasing the incarcerated PTI founder, turned violent, leading to clashes with law enforcement that claimed the lives of 3 Rangers personnel and a policeman. The party's 3-day protest campaign was abruptly halted in the wake of the violence. The accused admitted their involvement in the unrest and submitted affidavits stating that they were incited by PTI's leadership. Describing themselves as poor laborers, they requested leniency and pledged not to take part in any future protests. The PTI founder, a former prime minister and cricketer-turned-politician, has been jailed since August 2023, facing numerous charges including corruption and terrorism, following his ouster via no-confidence vote in April 2022. During the court proceedings, 560 of 1,609 total defendants were formally indicted. SC grants bail to Ejaz Chowdhury, Farhat Abbas. In a separate development, the Supreme Court on Friday granted bail to PTI Senator Ejaz Chowdhury and party member Farhat Abbas in cases related to the May 9th violence, following the arrest of the PTI chief last year. A 3-member bench led by Justice Naeem Akhtar Afghan approved the bail applications, ordering both men to submit surety bonds of 100,000 rupees each to the trial court. The court rejected the special prosecutor's argument that Senator Ejaz was involved in a conspiracy, with Justice Afghan noting, "If the case is so strong, it should be taken to a special court. Bail cannot be used as punishment." Similarly, the court dismissed the prosecutor's claim that Farhat Abbas was an absconder, stating the matter should be decided by the relevant trial court. Since the investigation had concluded and the charge sheet had been submitted, there is no justification for further arrest, Justice Afghan observed. The court instructed that the trial be completed within 4 months.